E and F and so forth of the alphabet under there. There's a lot of...
I don't hate Pepsi. I'm just saying it tastes like a diet or a zero sugar Coke.
Mm.
I love... Okay, actually, wait. Sorry about that. I would take any, like, Coke Zero or Pepsi Zero over Coke or Pepsi. It's not even about the sugar. I, like, actively enjoy the taste better.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't think I've had a Pepsi Zero.
Really?
I don't... Yeah, yeah. I've never been put in that predicament.
Predicament,
yeah. Gosh bless.
You haven't been put in the good graces of a Pepsi Zero.
Ah, no, no, I said predicament. In that unfortunate scenario. But no, I just feel like, I don't know. Coke just has more backstory. Pepsi didn't even have originally other things in it.
It just tastes spicy to me.
The Coke?
It just tastes spicy. Like, I'm trying to drink. Like, it's like drinks back.
It drinks you back. The drink that drinks you back. Coming this summer, Coca-Cola.
What do you mean drinks you back?
Like, it's like so spicy. It's just like, I don't even want to be drinking
it. Like, it's like fighting
it's
you?
It's fighting back. I don't want a fight in my mouth.
That's fair, but like, I think that might just be like a medical thing.
Medical.
Because every time I have Coca-Cola, it's never like clawing at me. Like,
yeah.
It just kind of.
It's clawing at me.
Oh, it likes you.
I don't think it does. I think that is not a good reaction. Wow.
You could be allergic to the coca leaf.
Yeah, that
Maybe.
Might
That's actually
be
a
it.
Fact that actually might be a thing. Like,
and the reason why you like Pepsi more is because it doesn't have Coke in it.
Mm.
As in the leaf.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
As in the leaf, of course.
Allegedly.
For sureedly.
Yeah.
What is the best chain restaurant of all time?
Hmm. Oh.
Take your time on this. This is a very important discussion.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like just starting out, the most important thing with chain restaurants, right, is you're not going there for solely flavor. You're going there for value,
mm-hmm.
right? So I feel like any chain restaurant that allows you to put as much stuff onto your meal as mm-hmm. possible for free is already a contender.
Okay.
So I'm talking places like Subway,
mm-hmm.
Chipotle,
yep.
Fresh Slice.
Yep. Fresh Slice.
Honestly, Domino's too.
Fresh.
We'll put Domino's on there too.
Okay.
That's four right there.
A&W, gotta be up there. Their food is always really great tasting, and it's like less than $4 for a buddy burger that's like loaded with onions.
Yeah, it is
and
reasonably
their onions
priced.
Like, I hate, I'm gonna be honest,
yeah.
I don't really like onions, like, especially on burgers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask for either no or light on burgers anywhere, except for A&W. Load them up with those onions. I don't know what they put into those onions, but those have some flavor on. Oh my God, they are.
Wow. They are okay.
Good.
You know, I definitely think A&W's up there for me. I think value. You said Chipotle for value, and I think that's a lie.
I beg to differ. Yeah, I don't think Chipotle is value at all.
Oh yeah, because
it's
bowl
so
itself
expensive.
Is expensive, yeah.
That and I don't think it tastes good personally. I don't like Chipotle. I've tried it a few times. I don't like. Okay, I like their guac and chips though. Their guac is amazing.
Did you make your own bowl? Or did you get a pre-made one?
I've had one time where it was made because my sister didn't want to finish it, and then there was one time I did make my own, and I preferred the one I made, but I still didn't really like it.
Huh.
It wasn't my thing. I'd eat it. It's just it felt like way too much money that I was spending on something that was like a mid Subway.
That's fair. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
Value wise, I don't think.
Yeah, your main argument was value, and then you're like, okay, what's the most expensive restaurant
for
I can
less
think
money?
Of?
Chipotle is not. Like,
I'm not.
Yeah. For the age bracket that we're in, it's pretty up there in price.
For pizza places, though, I'd honestly say
Chipotle is not up there.
I'm not saying that. I was gonna say Panago's. I think is underrated for pizza places.
Oh no, that reminds me of when I was like in grade 5 and we had like our Halloween party and they cut like one medium pizza into 20 slices.
20 slices pizza.
And then Panago tastes like if they ran out of slices and they still had some leftover sauce and they just got some cardboard and they covered it in sauce and cheese. Oh. That's what that tastes like to me. I don't think I've ever like been out and been like, man,
I want some Panago.
Really?
No. I don't know. I've had... Okay, I get that a lot of people don't like them, but compared to what everyone said their stories, I feel like they're not as bad as people are making them out to be. I kind of like Panago's. Also, they have a really good slogan. You've earned that za.
You've earned it.
I have seen that on
You've earned that za on
the buses, I think, a year ago or something. It was a thing.
They're still around.
They're still around. I just... I feel like I'd rather Panda Go somewhere else.
Panda Go. I think I would do. Okay, I think. So I would
careful
do
with the mic there, bud.
Fresh Slice and a Subway as the top. Because here's the thing with Fresh Slice, you go thin. You can ask for thin crust, right? Because I hate crust. I would never eat crust unless it's thin crust. Okay. There's too much bread, right? You get the thin crust, medium pizza, $15 right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you literally can ask for every single thing there, free of charge, every topping.
So I've never went in and like made my own pizza.
I've done it one time.
Okay.
It was so good. And then Subway, of course, self-explanatory. You just ask for everything, right? But then here's the one more thing I want to add. After you're done eating, right, you need dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, immediate number one spot is Tim Hortons, right? You got like you spend $2, you get either Honey Cruller, sour cream glaze, lemon dream.
Apple fritters there are really
apple
good.
Fritter too.
Or like 10 Timbits.
Or
yeah,
10
a pack
Timbits.
Of 10 Timbits is less than, honestly, as a kid, I remember hearing this pack of 50 Timbits. I was like, damn that. And my mom,
like
$10. I'd always be like, ask my mom for it, and she'd be like, no, it's too expensive or whatever. And I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, I mean, there's 50 of them. It'd be like at least $1 a piece for the 50 pack Timbit.
Mm-hmm.
I go in like, this was like a year-ish ago, and I go in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a 50 pack for myself. It was like $15 less than, way, way less than.
Whoa. Dang.
Not 15. It was like like 10 less than. Like, it was way, way less. And I was like, what the crap?
Dang. That's why they're so popular. Yeah. Like,
well, I just want to stop you for 1 second. You said you got a 50-pack for yourself.
Okay, well, it was originally for myself, but then I ended up sharing a lot of it with other people. But
if you manage to eat 50 Timbits,
I can eat 50 Timbits.
No
okay,
way.
Depending on what sitting. What's your, like, time frame for sit?
1 hour. Give me
yeah, easy.
Yeah, that's doable. Like, if you don't eat beforehand,
minutes.
30
minutes.
30 minutes? Yeah.
Done. You're going to slow down.
I would struggle for 50? No. 15. I could do it in 15.
Yeah,
it
doesn't seem like that big of a problem.
Yeah, 50 isn't that much. 50 hot dogs?
No
that's
water.
A difference.
No
like,
water.
No water? Okay.
No water.
I can still do that.
Smoothie?
And you only get, for all 50, you get 30 chews for all 50. You can only connect your teeth 30 times. Think about it like that. Now that's where the challenge comes
from. What if I just don't connect my teeth?
I'll do
what
two
if I just like...
No, exactly, literally. I'll do this. I'll do bite of half one, bite of the other one, and repeat.
Okay, I feel like that strategy would work, right? But I just feel like personally, like I would get like 20-30 down, and I would just be too like
sick.
Too sick to
yeah,
eat 20
no, I
more.
Get that, Loki.
I mean, how could you prepare for this? I think beforehand, I wouldn't eat 12 hours before. Like I'd make sure I have that in check, and then I think no water seems kind of crazy because if you get anything other than the sour cream glazed Timbit. It's gonna be dry. That's gonna.
The chocolate ones are pretty moist, I find.
Okay, maybe. Okay, sour cream and chocolate, but everything besides that, you're
yeah,
done.
A lot of dry
but I think ones. With water, it doesn't seem like a crazy feat. Anyways, what are we talking about?
We're talking about
fast food restaurant
yeah.
chain. Which one best one? Anyways, you said Subway. Continue.
I think yeah, going back to A&W then. So that's my decision.
Well, what's yours, Kira?
I gotta go. Probably with Wendy's is really high up there for me.
Yeah, it was going to be one of
them. Like, but. it looks exactly like the ads.
Exactly. No other fast food place that I know of, actually, the image and that.
Look the exact same.
Like, there's like, every now and again, it's like, might slightly look a little yeah. thinner or whatever, but it looks fresh. It looks like it actually, like, ingredients. Like,
exactly.
Like, and it tastes so good. Like, Wendy's is like my top burger joint.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And their Frosters are like, just get a Froster with it.
One more time?
Frosters? You know they're chocolate milkshake things. They're Frosters or Freezers or whatever.
Cool. Frosties?
Yeah, the Frosties.
Sorry.
I said Froster because I was thinking of Circle
Bananas.
K Max.
Oh. I don't think I haven't been to Circle K in years.
Yeah, it's just a Slurpee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, what you mean. Okay. Yeah, but I got to go with Wendy's, although their fries kind of suck.
I actually think they're better. Those are good fries.
They're too dry.
I could get that. Okay, yeah, they're a little drier. I'll admit that. But like, as a fry goes, those are fries that I like. But they're good poutine fries.
That's true.
And honestly, one of the things, like, there's two types of fries. There's like fries that you're gonna have with like a meal and shit, or there's the ones that like you kind of mix, like just have fries. And I feel like for the snacking ones, I kind of like the McDonald's ones. It's just thin, they're easy, like they're simple like that.
They're simple.
But for like actual other fries, unless I'm having a snack like that, I'd prefer to have like at least a centimeter thick. They can't be like they. I like some like you know what I mean, like a thick. Good fry, good chunk to a fry.
I think I like shoestring fries. Like there's this place. Okay, it's not a fast food place, but it's still just really good. It's this place called like Burger Town. It's in like Centralia. Like when on your way to like driving to like Seattle and all that, they have like oh my gosh, what was it? I had them like years ago, and I still think about them. They're like the smallest cut fries, and some of them were like perfectly crispy, and other ones were still like good fry texture, and they were mixed together. So you got a mix of the both of them, and then they were like seasoned with like oh my gosh, what was it? I want to say rosemary, but it's not rosemary. I don't know. It was just
something really, really good.
Really, really good. And I ain't use ketchup with that. I am a person who loves using ketchup on fries, and I didn't even consider it.
I used to kind of be a ketchup on fries person, but honestly, I just kind of eat them raw, you know?
That's fair.
I think for fries, I would go McDonald's, like Sean said.
For snacking ones, though.
But then, just wait. Oh, for poutine. Right? You said Wendy's, right? I would have to disagree.
Not Wendy's, but like I'm saying, I like their style of fries for poutine. I'm not saying like they're the best poutine fries. Okay, sorry.
I know what you mean. I would go Church's fries, the Crinkles, and Costco fries.
Yeah, Costco fries.
Costco fries are wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. I think they sponsor.
And the Costco poutine, they load it up. It's like less. It's $5.
Yeah.
I'd pay 10 for how much they're giving you there.
Exactly. Costco, one of my favorite restaurants.
No, yeah. Costco's my favorite fast food chain. We're going back. Yeah. No A&W, Costco all the way.
That's fair. I think that's a unanimous decision.
I think the only thing that is kind of sucks is that we don't have the American quote-unquote Costcos because they have like smoothies and
the churros.
The churros. Dude. There's so many other stuff there.
So good. And also they have like I think it's something Fox Sushi. They have samples.
They have a sushi now at our artist now. We have California rolls.
But they have the samples, which means if you spend half an hour in the Costco, you get a full roll for free. You just keep going back. You reach around other people, whatever, and you get like 9 pieces, and it's so good. But also, I gotta disagree with the crinkle cut thing. The fries that Aiden mentioned from Church's Chicken, I don't think that fries should be crinkle cut. I think they take away from the full experience.
No. What does that mean? Okay, I'll admit I was kind of like, dude, crinkle fries don't belong with poutine. They need straight. But crinkle fries are still fun.
For the purpose of poutine, I can see how they might be better because they hold sauce better, right? They can hold more things better. There's more places for it to go. But it just feels like people never make them right, or people are making them crinkle to compensate for their actual fries.
They know that they're bad.
So they're like, okay, if we add them like this, they'll be like, no, they're not just bad fries. They're crinkle cut bad fries. So it's better. Also, waffle fries are not good. Well, not good, but like they're unnecessary. I went to Church's Chicken. What's it called? Chick-fil-A in America. And it was just like a worse hash brown.
Worse hash brown, really?
I wanted to try Chick-fil-A, actually, but I didn't because, like, their company ownership I really just don't agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was on a whim. Not on purpose, but still.
Okay, I think, because we were really talking about food, long and hungry.
I am so hungry. I didn't even have lunch.
Like, besides like fries, burgers, right? And I already talked about dessert, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of like, Wendy's has Frosties, McDonald's has the McFlurry, right? Mm-hmm. What are y'all favorite like ice cream from these burger joints?
Okay, when.
I just go to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard. I know it's not at there, but I just want to get a Blizzard, you know? Like, I'd be willing to go across the street for a Blizzard compared to, like, a Froster. I'm not saying I don't like the McFlurries or whatever, but it's not a Froster. Especially the Royal ones where they put, like, the bunch of the actual caramel sauce or whatever.
That is beautiful. Those who know me on a different level know my relationship with DQ. Near the school that I go to, there's a DQ it's, like, really close. And for about from the month of September to October, I was hitting that up maybe like at like twice a week. And it was a shameful time, but I had the app, so I got points.
Yeah, it was worth it. I if anything, I was making money.
Exactly. No, but dude, it was so bad because I'd get like, when other people got things, I'd take their receipt and scan it so that I got the points.
That's what I would do too. No,
I used to do that, Loki. Yeah.
They banned my other account. I had to. Because
two accounts?
Two things I ain't never seen. No. But, yeah, because I was like, oh, if it's your birthday, you get a free Frosty, right? Or free Blizzard. So, I was like, okay, I'll make mine 3 days from now. Apparently, they know when you do that. And so, they think I'm a fraud. But I'm not a fraud. My birthday is October 3rd. For real. Let me have a free Blizzard.
Please.
Yeah. But anyways, I think, like, favorite dessert from... like the places that you mentioned, I don't really get desserts from anywhere else, but I gotta go with the Frosty, vanilla Frosty. It's just, it's been a staple. I was so excited when the strawberry one came out because I really thought we were gonna go somewhere with that, and it just tasted like the vanilla one but with more chemicals. Yeah. I was really sad about that.
That's also true. With Wendy's going back, I kind of like, I know it was a little it was underwhelming for, like, the actual burger, but I kind of liked the pineapple under the sea Frosty when they did their collab with SpongeBob.
I didn't miss that.
It was just like a vanilla Frosty with, like, some pineapple, like...
Yeah.
Chunks?
Like, not chunks, just a... like
flavoring?
A flavoring juice, so like a caramel sauce or whatever kind of thing.
Okay.
Except pineapple. And the actual Krabby Patty was just a Dave's single burger, but it was still good. It was a Krabby Patty, quote unquote. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And it was a good collab compared to like a lot of other food collabs with like shows. It didn't feel so much like bullcrap that wasn't there. Like, and I felt like they actually tried on that one.
Exactly. Aiden, what are you gonna go for?
Nah, I think desserts? With McDonald's, right? You know, I'm going for the McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
But
pair that with an apple pie though too. Like,
but I don't really get the apple pies. I feel like you need a lot of filling with pies, or else it's not like not worth it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like McDonald's, right? It has too much breading.
I actually think they're personally
decently filled.
Yeah, because to be honest, most of the filling gets onto my jacket anyway. But so like honestly, I think it's just they filled it too much and it's all going out. So.
No, I think for McFlurries, they always had the Smarty Oreo and that third one.
Rolls, I think. Rolos? Yeah, Rolos.
Yeah. But I only get it when I have some sort of Reese's.
Then I'm asking for peanut butter. Reese's. Yeah. Oh. Peanut butter and chocolate. You can't go wrong.
It's my go-to.
You cannot
go wrong.
You can go
I feel bad wrong. For people with peanut allergies who will never be able to feel that.
I mean, they could. They just got to keep an EpiPen on them.
Might be worth it. I'll just tell them it's worth it. It's worth it.
Oh, you'll find people with peanut allergies and be like, yo, trust me.
Trust me, dude.
Source, trust me, bro.
Trust me, dude. It's chocolate, too.
Crazy. All right, well, I think we're going to get back to some music. Up next for you guys, we have got Daniel Caesar with Won't Live Here. This is CJSF 90.1 FM on the Burnaby SFU campus location. Thank you for tuning in. We're still going to be doing this, so stay tuned in. Thank you.
Put a bullet in me, Lord knows I'm no good. I'm a man with good intentions, just misunderstood. Every morning when you wake up, turn on to my side. Tell me just what do you see when you look into my eyes? Thank you. need you to stay with me. Save me from this deep despair. Without you, I can't go through the pain. Won't live here without you. Can't go through that again. I know there ain't two ways about it. You know that you should never doubt it, but people make mistakes. Ascend with me up in heaven and leave behind this Armageddon. I'll take you to a better place.
Was Won't Live Here by Daniel Caesar. Love Daniel Caesar. Say that every time he is played on this radio station, and I will say it every time again. Up next, we have Charlotte Day Wilson and Snow Allegra with Forever.
Searching my mind.
you back, you know. No sense of trying, I know I can't help myself. I had you in my mind, oh, for all this time, before you were mine. I couldn't decide, wrong from what was right. All I know is stay in mind. I'm living lost in love, so I changed my mind too much.
That was Charlotte Day Wilson and Snow Allegra with Forever. And up next, we have, we got something for you. But before that, I'd like to say that Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Hakulalemum and Squamish speaking peoples. Speaking peoples. Up next, we have Roads to Rock.
Don't bring me round shit, I'm backwards. If I'm round the wrist, might crash. Skinny as a stick, I'll...
Don't know what to do, that's why you're